Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Wednesday. I am so excited for this week's podcast because I'm doing something a little new here on Really Riley. I thought post-pandemic and I thought, you know, with the holidays coming up, I wanted to expand my Fave Five a little more and do like a dedicated small business spotlight to some of the companies I've had the pleasure of, you know, enjoying and experiencing since I've been here in the DMV. And of course, I'm going to branch it out to some other businesses around the country as well. But for this first one here, I am so excited to introduce to you, I'm going to call you my friend because I have been using your products and experiencing them and loving them for like a year now. This is Donnie. She is the owner and creator of The Scrub Bar of Maryland. Thank you so much for coming on Really Riley.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you were one of the very first businesses that I was like, okay, we have to get her on. I love her product. So if you guys follow me in this here podcast, or if you're new to the podcast, or if you've seen me on Instagram, so I started loving The Scrub Bar of Maryland about a year ago when I was trying to highlight local businesses in the Fave Five, and I came across her website and I was like, oh my goodness, this stuff looks so scrumptious. It looks so one of a kind. And I loved that they had things for kids because, you know, at the time, Lyric was just 5 years old and he loves his baths. And I featured her on the Fave Five and she said, hey, let me send you some stuff. And oh my gosh, ever since then, I've been obsessed. So also, if you guys had seen my recent coverage of my wedding, she was also responsible, along with another local company, Centerpiece Studio, for the gifts that I gave to my bridesmaids, which were a complete hit. But we'll get to that in just a minute. So if you've never seen them on Instagram, they are bath bombs, scrubs, and so much more. But I won't tell you too much about it because then why would we have Donnie on, right, Donnie? I kind of want to know how the Scrub Bar came to be. Like, what was the brainchild, the inspiration for your company?
I think it was 2015, I got my kids a couple bath bombs and we're playing around with them. And they would get out of the bath and it would stay in my bathtub. And I felt like it just really wasn't doing anything. They weren't moisturized. They weren't anything that luxurious, maybe the ones that I purchased.
Sure.
So when I would get them, I'm just like a creative visual thinker. So I kept thinking, like, I can do this. So I was playing around doing it, and they just kept failing. And then eventually, 6 months later, after a lot of wasted money, because I just couldn't let it go, I came up with a concoction that worked best for moisture, the colors not staining the bathtub, and a way to keep a toy inside without it coming out. So then I do have a salon. I'm a salon owner, and I was trying to generate some of the money back that I wasted on all this trial and error. So I brought them into the salon just as let's see what people will think. And then people just kept buying it and they wanted more. And they said, can you do this? And then I started to do like little favors for bridal showers and baby showers. And then in 2016, it just kind of started to just grow and grow a little more. And we started the brand and got the name, and then here we are today.
So I hate to sound whatever the word is for this, but is it weird of me that I semi love that it failed at first, but you were like, no, damn it, I'm going to do this. we're going to go for this. And you kept trying because my whole motto in life is we got this. Like, no matter what shitstorm is happening, we're going to keep going and we're going to keep doing. So that always makes me so happy to hear from a fellow woman that has that attitude.
Yes.
It's so easy to just throw your hands up and be like, okay, this is just too much money. It's just too much time. Let's move on to something else. And I don't feel like great ideas or businesses are necessarily born that way.
Yes, I'm, if you, anybody that knows me knows how stubborn I am and I just can't let something go. Yes. When I was younger, I wanted to learn how to make the perfect salmon. So I cooked it like once a week until I got it perfect. Sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse, but
absolutely,
I just have to roll with it.
I mean, if you guys have never experienced her bath bombs, you have to. And it's funny that you talk about the bathtub because we recently moved into my new house. And now, I don't know if I told you this or not, I refuse to use any other bath bombs than yours because they stain my tub. Like, you know, they don't tell you this in builder grade that you're not allowed to clean it with anything but like soft scrub or whatever that is, bouginess that I wasn't prepared for in building a house. But it was a lot of people that have asked me because I post just about every time I use these because they're that good. And they're like, okay, well, what do they feel like on the skin? Are they chemically? Do they smell chemically? I happen to have pretty sensitive skin to certain things. So does my son. And I'm imagining the baby Malin, when he's old enough for a bath bomb, probably will too. And I love how wonderful they smell. And the colors are so great. So the bath bombs are, or at least the ones I've experienced, you have children's ones that have little prizes in them that are adorable. But then the ones I like to keep for me, even though my son steals them sometimes, have the same like aesthetic in terms of branding as I compare it to OPI. And I mean that in the greatest compliment ever, because your names are so adorable. Like Barry Bellini, Unicorn, Dark Roast Coffee, Limoncello. Like, was you the brainchild of all these adorable little names, or do you have like a marketing team that does this kind of thing for you?
No, that is my brain never stops. So that's part of, I guess that's part of my ADHD that works in my favor, but I stay up late at night and it just doesn't stop. And I just take notes. And I'll be out and I'll see something like, oh, I like that. And I always have a notepad, and that's what gets me by and remembering. And but no, and then I'll ask, I'm around women all day at work and clients, and then I'll share different ideas with them. And then I'll strategically bring it into the conversation, like, oh, what do you like? And then just nonchalantly kind of get feedback from people. Or even names, like, what do you think of this name? So it really helps. And then I've learned, just talking with different people, to always use positive names. No, don't use anything negative. Don't use anything. So just little things, talking to different people that you learn throughout my journey.
You know, what's funny is that I'm a Bravo junkie and I watch all of the Bravo housewives and all the people that are on there, like with their products or whatever. And Lala from Vanderpump Rules, she has a makeup line and she calls some of her lipsticks like Mistress or like The Other Woman. And I'm like, that's catchy, boo. But like, what if somebody actually had a mistress? They're going to put your product back down. So I love the idea that you like keep it light and happy. And I just think that the packaging too of your company is next level. Like when you get a set of bath bombs, like the ones that I've received before, either like a 2-pack or a 4-pack, but it comes in this really beautiful, like open, it has like a little open window of it. And then it's got the name to the side with it, so you can see the product that you're getting in it. They make for really beautiful stocking stuffers, people. Christmas is coming. But the thing that I really, really fell in love with is the insanely beautiful job you did for my bridesmaids. Like I never would have thought of this as a bridesmaid's gift. But then I was sitting there thinking like, okay, I don't want to give just the obligatory like thing that says bridesmaids on it, because yes, they'll say thank you, but then afterwards it's like meh. And all of my bridesmaids came in from out of town, spent a bunch of money to be there. So I really wanted to give them a gift that signified, hey, when you're done with my crazy bridal self, go relax. And you teamed up with another local business, Centerpiece Studio, and gave them these beautiful vases and bouquets. So is this something that you are hoping to highlight going forward in your business? Or is there another type of product on your site right now that is like your absolute baby?
So Centerpiece Studio has, I've known her forever. She worked with me when I think I was her first boss doing at my salon, and then she's like the most creative person I've ever met, and she started to do the flowers, so I try to incorporate some of her stuff with the packaging just to give it like that extra something other than just the bath bombs and the scrubs. It's something that you can keep after that'll last long.
Absolutely.
And I would love to be able to put more time into like the gifting area of the business, but I'm so busy with the wholesale and the have you ever heard of white labeling or private labeling?
Yes. So you can tell anyone that doesn't know what that is.
Okay. So private labeling is when a company works with you to come up, you work together to come up with ingredients or a concoction, and then they basically like that is their formula and they put their product on it. So I make it for them, they keep it and sell it under their name. White labeling is when they take my product and just put their label on it.
How amazing. All born of just something you wanted to do for your son because you were stubborn. I love that.
So, believe it or not, I kind of like that route because I'm such an introvert that I kind of like not having a face behind, not being the face behind my business, that I could just have other people enjoy it, but nobody knows it's from me.
I think that's probably the best of both worlds, because if that's not your wheelhouse, then your business becomes not as fun or not as enjoyable anymore. So like you said, people can still have your baby, your business, your brainchild, but you don't have to be the one schlepping it to them in a sense.
Yes. And other it's like, I can still do what I love, but I don't have to be the face behind it, or I could just let other people enjoy it. And it's a very therapeutic thing. I will say that's the other way I kind of kept it going was, I would just go off in my area that I have and just work on it and just kind of zone out, and the kids will come down and help. And it's very therapeutic. So I really don't want to lose that. So if I could just give it to other businesses that put their logo on it and go, it's like I could still enjoy my piece of it.
So speaking of your children helping, you were telling me a little bit about how you wanted to create a space within your business for your son. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so Jackson, I have three kids. I have Capri, who's three, Jackson, who's nine. Brooks, who's nine, and Jackson, who's 18. Jackson has Down syndrome, and he's getting ready to graduate high school. And I'm always trying to think of a way to keep him busy. And I'm always trying to come up with business plans for my husband to have a business with him, and you know, he just loves it when I do that.
I bet.
So he's had a caregiver since he was in elementary school, and she's still with him. So her and I talk, and we're trying to come up with different ways of having like modified workstations for him to work at. That way it could be his job to, whether it's bagging the bath bombs or having certain stuff. He's very repetitious. So if you say I need 12 bottles lined up and the lids on and this done, and he will get it done.
He's your man.
But so it's just modifying it to make it him able to do what I need him to do. So we're still trying to work that out, but he'll help me bag them and you know, he thinks that he takes his job very seriously,
right.
Very seriously. So,
man.
And then the other little ones help me too. They're my creative thinkers on the bath bombs. They have no shame in telling me if somebody's not going to like it or
from the
if it's too much, not enough, you know, pink, not enough sparkles, and they have to try everything.
I love that so much. In so many ways, you're creating such a little legacy for your family and all out of just
yes.
an idea.
And I can't forget my husband, because he'll probably hear this. My husband will do anything I ask him to do. And he's, you know, he's always there helping too. So
he's a good man. Then I'm new to this whole marriage game, obviously, because it's been for me for all of 5 seconds. But I do believe yeah. that true businesses in a family require the entire family backing behind it. So I 150% feel you on that.
Yeah, whether it's just keeping the kids away from me or yeah. just helping. Yes, it's the little things that you don't think matter really matter. So it's definitely a team effort.
Absolutely. Like, you know, I was telling you before we got on this call that my husband, weird to say now, still husband, not fiance anymore, is the one that was like put together my studio and pushed me and was like, babe, you're going to do it. Here it is. Ordered me my letterheads and all of this stuff. I was like, okay, well, I guess I got to do this now. So I 100% understand
yes.
the shout out and big shout outs to him because, you know, it takes a village, I guess. In
yes, we can't forget
business.
Them because
no,
it's easy just to forget to give them the shout out, like you said.
Absolutely. So I wanted to ask you, like, how did you find the pandemic as a business? Was that harder for you or was it easier for you, seeing as how your products are used at home and a lot of people were staying home?
So probably like most people in the beginning of the pandemic, like, I think, you know, our whole lives just like froze. It's like we didn't know what to do. And the mental health that was going on in my house was like, the struggle, like everybody was dealing with it differently. And I went from, you know, being owning two businesses to a stay at home teacher. So,
yeah,
it really honestly saved me. I could just go off kind of, I'm a thinker. So I try to do things and get into projects and I just think. And that's how I deal with things. So, I would just go in my area and just start creating different things. And so our community and having a salon in the area, people really wanted to support us because they knew that we weren't working and we weren't open. So people were just so generous and going online and buying stuff and just really, I think, just to support us. And so it was so gracious of them. And so I just kept busy making stuff to fill those orders. And then I have another company that I've been growing with as they grow. They're called Marigold and Gray, which is another great gifting company in the area. And they got really big with their online sales. So between them and the community and just keeping my mind busy, I'm just so thankful that I had it, because I don't know what I would have done with myself if I didn't have something to do or even just bringing in that extra income when the business was closed.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, so, for somebody that yeah. wants to start, it sounds like, you know, you have many balls rolling in terms of business. For someone that would want to start their own business, like, what's one piece of advice that you would give them? That doesn't have to be anything super business-like. It could be even just something along the lines, just be as stubborn as I was. But if there was some piece of pay it forward you could give to somebody else, what would you think that would be?
Probably. So I have like three that I typically, whenever people will ask.
Yeah.
So is it okay if I give you those three?
Absolutely. Give them to me, please.
My big thing is learn to say no. Don't learn to say no. If somebody would come to me and say, can you just make me 5 bath bombs that are purple with this and that? just say no, you can't, rather than bending over backwards, spending all this time to do one thing, to make one sale that goes against your vision, goes against your business model, just to make that one sale where you just completely went out of your way, made it so difficult, where if you just said, no, I can't, it would have been way easier on yourself. So just learn to say no and learn to accept no.
I love that.
Because there's going to be a lot of no's before there's yeses. The stay humble is like a big thing. With businesses, you have ups and downs. You, one minute you'll be on top, you'll think, you know, I'm living the best, and then all of a sudden it'll crash down. So just stay humble, because you never know what, you know, what side of that hill you're going to be on.
Absolutely.
And the other one is just be original. Be original. Think of your own stuff. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing, and just be original.
You know, Donnie, I didn't think it was possible to love this company that you have anymore. And I do really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, the entire name Really Riley came because I'm truly a no bullshit type of woman. And I really like the idea where your company came from, the drive behind it, and it just growing and moving forward. Like, I will sing to the rooftops about how great your products are.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I really do think that they're amazing. Like, I think that there are something special and something original, and I think everybody should partake. So if you want to check her out on Instagram, it's The Scrub Bars with an S of MD. So The Scrub Bars of MD. And you can check out her products at thescrubbar.com. And her brick and mortar is 403 Charles Street, building number 4, La Plata, Maryland. Did I get that right?
La Plata. Sorry. Everybody says La Plata.
I think that's the Florida girl in me, but definitely check her out. I'm probably going to be featuring you a couple more times in the Fave 5 before the year is over, because I've got the Her Gift Guide coming. So
you're so sweet. And make sure Lyric knows that I will send him some stuff for Christmas.
You. He will be so excited, yes, because every single night, Mommy, is there more bath bombs? He'll literally go into
he's the
my
cutest
bathroom.
Little thing.
Thank you. He gets so excited.
He's like
about
our little
them.
Baby model. Or yes. Our. No,
he,
I guess he's not a baby, but
always
our kid
baby.
Model.
Always be the baby.
I know.
Donnie, I so appreciate your time. This has been a wonderful interview. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
thank you for thinking of us.
Absolutely.
And me and taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You guys, if you guys have any questions for me about some businesses that you would like for me to spotlight, as per usual, I always tell you guys the DMs are always open at Riley Couture, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Donnie, it's been a pleasure. Have a great night. Thank you so much for listening. It's Really Riley.